Okay, Shalom Rabosei. Today's daf is Erev and Daf Tzadi Dalad. We're at the bottom of Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis over here. We just discussed a case where if a wall falls down between two chatzeros on Shabbos, do we say that is, it was up on Erev Shabbos, therefore it's still good? Or no, once it falls down, so then the two Eruvim presumably made their own, the two chatzeros rather, presumably made their own Eruv. But now once the wall falls down, they can have their own Eruvim, and the Eruvim are no good. So this is actually a machlokes, the Gemara is going to say right now. It's a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. So the Gemara says, Itmar, it was set. Two lines up on Tzadik Yomel Amud Beis. Kotel Shebein Shtei Chatzeros, Shanafal, right? If you have a wall between two Chatzeros that fell down, Rav Amar Ein Metaltel Bo Ela Bedalad Amos, Shmuel Amar Zemetaltel Ad Iker Mechitza, Vezemetaltel Ad Iker Mechitza. According to Rav, so now you're messed over, right? Your Eruvin, right? Presumably the Chatzeros had their own Eruvin, but now they're open to each other. The Chatzeros are open to each other, and the individual Eruvin don't work anymore, so therefore you're stuck. You can't carry in that Chatzer more than Dalad Amos. I.e. that the chatzar will change from being mutter to being usser, right? Because the wall fell down, the mitzias changed, the facts on the ground are different, so now we change the halacha. Shmuel says, no, if it was good at the onset of Shabbos, so then it is good, and each chatzar can carry up until the wall, and that everything is totally fine. The Gemara says Vada Rav La Befeish Imar El Mechala Imar, and that which Rav said that you're not allowed to carry in this chutzer, so he didn't say it straight up. It was inferred from a story. The Rav and Shmuel have a Yasvi Bahu Chutzer. Okay, Rav and Shmuel were hanging out in the chutzer, and Nafal Guda the Beni Beni, and sure enough, the wall between the two chutzeros fell down. So Amar Lehu Shmuel Shkulu Glima Negiduba. So Shmuel said, so come get some a cloak or a piece of cloth, kind of set it up as a mechitza. So I'd set up a cover the open space. Right, bring either some sort of wood or whatever, throw it over. Right, and cover the open space. So meaning to signify that there still was a mechitza. And technically, not that there still was a mechitza, but they were allowed to still had a halachic mechitza that they were allowed to carry in both chatzeros, even though the wall fell down. Right, there still was something in between separating the chatzeros that they were allowed to carry inside each one. So Adrinu Rav Lape. So Rav turned around. Apparently, he wasn't so happy with this psak. So Amru Shmuel. So Shmuel said, and seemingly showing a bit of personality, Ikapid Abba, if Abba is upset, meaning Rav, right, and they discuss how Shmuel could call him Abba, if his name was Rav, and one of the answers is that no, actually his name was Abba, and they called him Rav, and that was the name of Kavod. Okay, either way, Shmuel could say, if Rav is upset, then Shkolo he may never catch Shuba. So then, so tie it even tighter, meaning make the mechitza a little bit tighter. What does that do? That does nothing, right? That does nothing. You're not allowed to, it doesn't help at all. But Shmuel was just saying, like, yeah, he was kind of, I don't know if he was making fun of him a little bit, but he was saying, like, no, this is what we're doing, we're making, there's still a mechitza here, and tie it a little bit tighter. So the Gemara says, Lama liha. So the Shmuel, Lama liha. Right? What did Shmuel even need this little cloth or the cloak that they threw over to kind of symbolize that this is where the mechitza was? What do you need that for? Shmuel says you're allowed to carry regardless of what's still there, right? The wall falls down. It was good at the beginning of Shabbos. You're still allowed to carry. So Shmuel, Avid Litznius Abe Amos. The Gemara says, you're right. Shmuel just put that partition there just for Litznius, just for privacy. So one chutzah shouldn't see into the other, but really you didn't need anything halachically. The Gemara says, Rav, Yisvir Le Da'asir Lemale. So the Gemara says, well, why did Rav turn his head if he was upset? Why didn't he say something to Shmuel if he thought that it was Aser? So Aser is the Shmuel Havas, the Gemara says, because it was Shmuel's neighborhood and Shmuel was the Rav. So then why did Rav turn his head? Right, that seems to be disrespectful, right? If you're passing like the Rav in the neighborhood, so fine. But why do you have to? You don't have to show disgust. So the Gemara says, Dalo Nimra Kishmuel Svirle, because he didn't want people to say that Rav agreed with Shmuel's psak. Right? He still wanted to know. Rav wanted to let them know that he disagrees. But in Shmuel's neighborhood, he wasn't going to paskin against him. Okay, new Mishnah. We have another one at the bottom here. But the first one on Tzadi Dalet, Amar Aleph says, Chatzar Shenivitzar L'Shus HaRabin. So let's say, again, the last case we had was a wall falls down between two Chatzeros. Now, let's say the wall falls down between the Chatzar and the Rishus HaRabin. So now what do you do? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, rather, HaMachnis L'Tocha L'Rishus HaYachid, or L'Rishus HaYachid B'Tocha, Chayiv. Yikes. That not only are you not allowed to carry in this chatzar, but if you go from the Rishus HaYochid into this chatzar, you're chayiv, meaning now it has the status of Rishus HaRabim del Raisa. Wow, that's crazy, right? And that really changes the status. That's not just, going to get rid of some Durabonon and nullify an Eruv. Now you're telling me that it goes from a Rishus HaYochid to a full-fledged Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos. Wow, that's Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, and obviously the Gemara will have to ask, how does that actually work? The Chachamim say, Mitocha L'Rishus HaRabim, O Rishus HaRabim L'Tocha Pater. Mipnei Shivya Karmelis. And the Chachamim say, no, now this Chatzar, which is open to the Rishus HaRabim, is a Karmelis, and you're still not allowed to carry from the Rishus HaRabim to it, but it's going to be Pater Alavel Osir, meaning it's Osir Midirabonah. But okay, we're not going to change the status so much that it's going to go from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. Right now, it's only a Karmelis. The Gemara immediately says, Rabbi Eliezer, Mishum Shdenifrit al Rishus HaRabim, Havile Rishus HaRabim. Right, what are you telling me? If now that the chatzar is open to the Rishus HaRabim, it itself is Rishus HaRabim? So Gemara says, yeah, you're right, it is. Rabbi Eliezer, Latame, because this is Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Titania, because we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Rabim Shebiru Derech La'atzman, Mashebiru Biru. The case here is that there used to be a path through a field, and it kind of got lost a little bit, and now the masses kind of chose their own way through the field. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, if whatever path the Rabim choose, so that is now the new Rishus HaRabim. Now that is considered to be Rishus HaRabim. Right? They can kind of make their own way, and that's going to be, Rashi says, Ve'inu Rishai Lagodra, Amakanula, right? You're not allowed to fence it up, you're not allowed to block it off, but it's already, that becomes the Rishus HaRabim. So Gemara says, Eini, is that really true? Ve'amarav Gita Amarav, Ve'husha Ibdol Aderech Boso Sada. Says, how could you compare the two cases? That case, where the Rabim can kind of, quote-unquote, choose their own path, that's if they already lost a path in that field. Right? And here, what is going on? You have a Rishus HaYochid, you have a Chatzar. What do you mean the Rabim, the masses passed through? What are you talking about? It's a Rishus HaYochid who lost a wall, now it's open to Rishus HaRabim. It's not a case where the masses would pass through at all. And if you tell me that over here it's also the same case, that people used to pass through that chatzer, didn't Rabbi Chanina say ad makom machitza machlokes, that up until the wall is the machlokes, meaning the machlokes is inside the chatzer? Wait, what are you talking about? That there are people who used to pass through the chatzer? This is not comparable to that case at all. I mean, the whole machlokes, the machlokes between Rav Eliezer and the Chachamim is up until the wall, meaning the entire chatzer, right, is considered to be Rishus HaRabim. It doesn't seem to be like they're taking a single path through the chatzer and they're finding a new way, right, because there used to be a path through the chatzer. No, it seems like the entire chatzer is no good. So Gemara says, Ema, rather, no, al mako mechitza machlokes, that actually the machlokes between between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, right, as Rabbi Chanina says, right, Rabbi Chanina's explanation of the machlokes is that it's al makom mechitza machlokes, that the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim is the actual wall itself. And now that the wall fell down, so the Rabbi Eliezer is going to say that now it's used by the masses, and the Rishus HaRabim, the Rabbim, and therefore the wall, the space where the wall was, that's a Rishus HaRabim. And so that's what we're talking about. That's the machlokes. And the Chachamim will say no, that's a karmelis. Ibai is ema, or another way to understand, but tzidi Rishus HaRabim come to forget that the machlokes is with tzidi Rishus HaRabim. Tzidi Rishus HaRabim is the sides of the Rishus HaRabim, similar to like a sidewalk. Because sometimes, right, there'll be a lot of people walking in the street, and they'll kind of overflow onto the sidewalk. Not really. It's not a perfect example because really, the street nowadays, the cars and trucks and whatnot. But if you can imagine a big thoroughfare back in the day with all these animals and people walking and traveling and carriages. So if you had a little bit of extra space on the side, Right? It does not necessarily have to be raised, but it could be like a place for pedestrian traffic. So sometimes the carriages and the animals are going to go onto that area. That's called Sidi Rosh Hashanah. The Rabbi Elazar Savar, because Rabbi Elazar holds that Sidi Rosh Hashanah Kesh Hashanah Damu, because that Rabbi, that Sidi Rosh Hashanah, the size of the Rosh Hashanah, is considered to be Rosh Hashanah. But Rabbanon Savar, and the Rabbanon holds Sidi Rosh Hashanah, not Rosh Hashanah Damu, that they're not considered to be Rosh Hashanah. So this area, where the wall was, so if it falls down, so that's the machlokas, whether that's already, that's now Tzidei Rosh Hashanah, that's already the side area of Rosh Hashanah, and that's the machlokas, the Chachamim and Rabbi Elazar, whether you consider it to be a Rosh Hashanah or not. The Gemara says, V'lifluk b'tzidei Rosh Hashanah b'alma, so why don't you just quote this machlokas by Tzidei Rosh Hashanah? Why do you need a case the wall falls down on Shabbos, Chatzar, etc.? So the Gemara says, because if tzidei Rosh Hashanah ba'alma, if the machlokas was only by tzidei Rosh Hashanah, havam rinan, so that you would have thought that kipligi rabbanan led Rabbi Elazar hanimili hechad ika chifufe, that the machlokas is only when there are chifufe, that when they're on the sides, meaning that they are partitions on the sides, meaning where you have, you know how you have like nowadays Rachman al Tzlan in Eretz Yisrael, you have like. In front of a bus stop, so you don't, to prevent ramming attacks and whatnot. So you have like cinder block and other stuff, right? And sometimes you just have poles that intersperse between the Rosh Hashanah and the sidewalk. So you might have thought that the Chokas, when the Chachamim say that it's only the Tzidei Rosh Hashanah is only a Karmelis, that's only if you have this break, this barrier between the Rosh Hashanah and the Tzidei Rosh Hashanah. But where there's no barrier, i.e. like our case, when the wall falls down, so then, maybe the Chachamim would be masking that it'd be Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, Kamashman, so therefore we have to teach us that the Machokas is also over here, where there is no Chifufe, when there is no barrier between the Rosh Hashanah and the Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, Vamitocha Ka'amar. Right, but didn't the text of the Mishnah say that Rabbi Elazar says it's mitocha, right? Where are you carrying it from, right? That's what the Mishnah had said, right? Chatzar shenifter the Rosh Hashanah hamachnis mitocha, from inside of it to Rosh Hashanah, implying that we're talking about the chatzar, we're not talking about the wall. So the Gemara says, okay, yeah, inechaname. I did the Amar Rabbanu mitocha, Amar Ihu nami mitocha. Since the Chachamim said from inside of it, so too Rabbi Elazar also said inside of it. And for Rabbanan, so why didn't the Rabbanan say inside of it? So for Amar Rabbi Elazar, Tzidei Rosh Hashanah, Umahadru Lui Inu Betocha. Right. So what are the Chachamim thinking? Right. The Rabbi Elazar is talking about Tzidei Rosh Hashanah, this space where the wall fell down, and the Chachamim say the word Mitocha. What are they saying Mitocha for? Right. It's not only Rabbi Elazar says this, but Chachamim also. So Hachi Kamer Leirabban the Rabbi Elazar. This is what they meant to say. Mi Lo Kamodislan Heichad Etiltul Mitocha Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah Mitocha Depater Vepeshu Gekarmelus. Aren't you masking that if you take from inside the chatzar to the shusharabim, or from the shusharabim to inside the chatzar, that is pater because it's a karmelis? Right? Everybody agrees. Again, if you're telling me the machlokas is only the area which the wall occupies, everybody agrees that the chatzar is not going to jump from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. It's going to stay. It's going to at least be a karmelis. Right? Don't you agree that it's pater, Rabbi Elazar, if you take something from Rosh Hashanah to the inside of the chatzar, which is a karmelis? So tzidei nami loshna. So the tzidei Rosh Hashanah, which is the area where the wall was, should be no different. So Rabbi Elazar would say, no, hasam dekar darsi the berabim, right? Hacha kadarsi le'rabim. What's the difference between the place where the wall was and the inside of the chatzar? Well, the place where the wall was is now tzidei Rosh Hashanah, and the masses already are walking through and trampling and walking over this area. So that's already going to have the status of Rosh Hashanah. But inside the chatzar in Echanami will be a status of a karmelis, and you'd be potter for carrying an item from the Rosh Hashanah into this chatzar. Okay, another Mishnah. Chatzar shenifritz are the Rosh Hashanah, mishtei ruchosel. Now you have a chatzar that's open. Now, before Shabbos, it was closed up, but now two walls fell down. There was an earthquake, I don't know, there's a wrecking ball, I'm not sure what's going on. But the chatzar loses two walls, and now on two sides, it's open to Rosh Hashanah. V'chein bayis shenifritz mishtei ruchosel, and so too for a house. V'chein mavoi shenetel karosav olechiov, and so too a mavoi, so too a corridor. If you have two sides, it's open to Rosh Hashanah. So mutarim, and meaning it was fine before Shabbos, and then it fell down and it broke on Shabbos. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, mutarim ba'osu Shabbos v'asurin la'asid lavo. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says for that Shabbos it's good, but for the rest is aser. Meaning for next Shabbos, right, you got to fix it. Right, but for now, right, since it was good at the beginning of Shabbos, then it's fine. Rabbi Yossi, Omer. Rabbi Yossi says no. Mutarim la'osu Shabbos, mutarim la'asid lavo, v'asurin la'asid lavo. Asurin also Shabbos, right? Now, Rabbi Yossi says, no, you can't mix it. Either it's good or it's not. Right? I mean, you can't pretend, you know, that, we'll see, the Gemara will explain it. I don't think we're going to get to it today, but I think on tomorrow's daf, right, we'll finish the parak tomorrow. But we'll explain exactly what Rabbi Yossi is saying, but basically he's saying that, no, you can't mix and match. You can't be mutter one Shabbos and asur another Shabbos. That doesn't work. So the Gemara says, first of all, b'may askinan. What is the case over here? Well, we lost two walls and a chatzar and a house and a mavoi. What's going on? Ilema be'eser. If you're telling me the break, the open space is less than 10 amos, right? That's where that. And Rashi explains the unsaid question by the second Rashi. Ilema be'eser. Right, the second line up from the bottom. Mishum hachim ruach echad lo dan rinan pisko. And that's why. It's a case where it's open on both sides, because if it was only on one side, right, so less than 10 amos, right, that's just an opening, right, and the wall is considered to be still viable, and the chater or the house or whatever it is still considered to be closed off. So that's why we need both sides. If you tell me it's less than 10 amos, so the Gemara asks, Maishman Mirach Achas, Damar Piskahu, Mishnei Ruchos, Nami Piskahu, right, why do we differentiate between one side and two sides, right? If you could tell me that less than 10 amos is considered a pesach, an opening, a doorway, on one side of the chatzer, or the house, or whatever, should also have the same status on the other side, right? So Ella, the Gemara says, it must be b'yeser me'eser. It must be that more. It's more than 10. So more than 10 amos. So Gemara says, ihachi, if that's true, afilu miruach achas nami. Well, you're stuck that way also, because if it's more than 10 amos, so then the wall broke, and it's open to shusar abim, what... That's even if it's on one side, it's no good, right? And you're messed over. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav la olam be'eser." Really, no, it's less than 10 amos. We're going to nifritza bekeren zavis, and the case is where it broke in the corner. The piskal bekeren zavis la adi inshi, because we said that we don't view it as a pesach. We only view it as an opening, a doorway, as if it's on. Flush on one side of the chater or the house or whatever, but in a corner, nobody makes an opening in a corner, and therefore, even if it's less than 10 amos, that's going to mess up the walls, and we're not going to view it as a pesach, and that's going to view it as if it's nifritza. But again, and it's in a chanami, it's only one opening. But it's shnei tzidecha, it's two sides, because you know, obviously a corner is two directions. So really we're just talking about one opening in a corner, and that's going to mess things up. Okay, next part of the Mishnah. V'chein b'yish shenifretz mishnei ruchosav, so to a house. So Gemara says, ma'yishon nami ruch achas darminan p'tikar yoru v'soseim mishnei ruchos nami. Right, again, if you remember the concept of p'tikar yoru v'soseim, that the edge of the roof goes down and forms a halachic mechitza. So what's the difference between one direction, where you say p'tikar yoru v'soseim, that you close off that direction, you should also say that from two directions, right? If the house is open on two sides, you have a roof on top, so why don't you say, all right, nami lema p'tikar yoru v'soseim. So why don't you say that as well? So Rav explained that the Talmidim of Rav said it in Rav's name, Kigosh Nifras Bekaren Zavis. Right, same idea, that the break is in the corner, and therefore we're not going to say Pitikar Yod Visosim. Why? Vikirosov La Baalachson. Talakalamimar Pitikar Yod Visosim. And the roof is a corner, meaning it's a diagonal. It's not a flat roof. And so therefore we're not going to say Pitikar Yod Visosim. We only say that. Right, if it's straight, if it's flat, but if the roof is like our roofs, so then that's not going to say p'tikar yored v'sosim, and therefore that's why it's messed up. Right again, the corner is not going to be a pesach, etc. Right, therefore we're not going to say p'tikar yored v'sosim. Shmuel, our Shmuel says no. I feel that the case here is I'll feel be yes or me'aser. Right, we just explained that less than 10 amos, but it's in a corner. That's how Rav understood. But Shmuel says, no, I feel it be yes or me'eser. Really, the case is it's more than 10 amos. Ah, yihachi muruch echanami. Right, even though, right, so what's the difference between two directions and one direction? So it says, mishum bayis, because of a house. meaning the first case is a chatzar, the second case is a house. Right? And I buy his goofy tikshi, so but so what do you mean? What do you need a house? What's a house? My shnama real chachas, I mean, particular so same. Maybe shte ruchos, not mean, name a particular so same. Same thing with the same question by house. What do you mean? What is a house any different than a chatzar? Vesu, meaning why don't you say pitikra yored v'sosev? Now we're going to have this halachic mechitza on both sides. Right? What's the difference between one side and two sides? Vesu, and another reason, another problem with this, miisle Shmuel pitikra yored v'sosev. Shmuel himself doesn't even have this whole concept of pitikra yored v'sosev. Right? If you remember, v'ha'itmar, we learned, achsadra b'vika, if you have an open gazebo in the middle of a field, right? Rav amar motor l'talta b'kula, v'shmuel amar imatalta b'ba ela arba amos. Right, Rav says you can only carry, right, you can carry throughout all of it because we're going to say Pitikar Yer V'Sosayim in the gazebo, and Shmuel says we don't. So Shmuel doesn't even hold the Pitikar Yer V'Sosayim. So what are you talking about? On one side, two sides, right, you don't even on one side will mess it up because we don't say Pitikar Yer V'Sosayim. So it says, Halukasha, Ki Leslay Arba. Right, Shmuel only says that we don't say Pitikar Yer V'Sosayim if you need to say it on all four sides, meaning if you have a gazebo that's open all around, so then we don't say Pitikar Yer V'Sosayim, according to Shmuel. Aval b'shalosh islay, but for three sides, right, meaning if you only need three sides, so then that's going to be fine. You can say Pitikar Yer V'Sosayim, then we're going to have these halachic mechitzos extending downward from the roof. I mikol makom kasha. Okay, fine. So that's I understand why Shmuel will say there is a case of concept of Pitikar Yer V'Sosayim in our case. But still, what's the difference between one side of the house and not two? So the Amri Beirav Mishmei the Rav Kigon Dinifrit Rekaren's Zavis. So again, same answer that no, we're dealing with a case where there's the break is in a corner. Vikiruyo Belachsadron, and again the roof is slanted, and therefore we won't say Pitachon or the Sosim. So Achanami. So here too, the same answer. Kigon Dinifrit Rekaren's Zavis Beirav Ba'arba. Right, since not exactly the same case, but here the case is where the break is at the is at the corner, the kirosa ba'arba, and the roof is not even. It's broken. If you see the diagram there in Rashi, it's broken into four sides. Right? For whatever reason, it's I guess the roof broke or the walls fell down. Right, it wasn't a clean break, and you have four, I guess, directions of the roof that you need to say Pitikar Yer V'Sosayim. Well, Shmuel doesn't say that you can do it in four sides, and therefore that's going to mess it up, right? So it's not from two different directions. It's happening in the corner, and for whatever reason, because you can't say Pitikar Yer V'Sosayim, and therefore it's going to mess up the house. And so the Gemara says, Shmuel lo omar k'rav. Why doesn't he say like Rav? Meaning that we're talking about the roof is slanted. Right? I mean, the roof is not flat. Why do you need to come onto this whole four different directions? The roof is broken in four directions. Because Alachson lo katani, because the Mishnah didn't mention anything about the roof being slanted. Right, nowadays all our roofs are slanted, but back then that wasn't necessarily the case. For Rav lo amar k'Shmuel, and Rav doesn't explain like Shmuel because imkein havilei achsadra. Because well, if that's the situation you have, that's the same case as the gazebo. Right, for Rav tamei, and Rav agrees with himself. Meaning this is Rav Shita to amar achsadra mutter l'talta bakula, because the achsadra is totally mutter. Right, because you're going to say Pitikra on all four sides. Right, again, Rav just doesn't hold that the four sides of the roof breaking is a problem. Right, he would just say Pitikra Yer V'Sosayim, and he would close off the house and be totally fine. With the Itmar, and we're just going to quote that, which we talked about before. With this, the Achsadra Bebeka, if you have a gazebo in the field, so Rav Amar Mutter L'Talta B'Kula Shmuel Amar Ein B'Talta B'El Arba Amos. Right, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether you're allowed to carry. Rav says yes, Shmuel says no. Rav Amar Mutter L'Talta B'Kula Amrina Pitikar Yor V'Sosayim. And the reason is because Rav will say Pitikar Yor V'Sosayim, we view the roof as if it seals down, goes downwards and closes off and seals off the area, meaning it creates a halachic mechitza. Right, Shmuel Amar Ein B'Talta B'El Arba Amos, because lo Amrina Pitikar Yor V'Sosayim. Right, Shmuel says that we do not apply that concept, and therefore you cannot carry more than Dalet Amos. Okay, Shkoya Kodo Rabosai, we'll go weiter in the Heligashas tomorrow. Big Zaykar, finish the ninth parak rather tomorrow, and begin the last parak of Maseches Erevin. Very exciting. Get those dancing shoes ready, get the Lachayims in order, and Mitzvah Shem will finish the Masechta in about 10 or 11 days. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.